What's up, y'all? This is the Moves You Heard podcast, and I am your host, Jazlyn Harris, owner of My Moves Move You LLC, and I am just so happy to have you all here. We are here to create a safe space for creatives, entrepreneurs, and everyone wanting to grow in their well-being. I'm so happy that you are here. So if this is your first time joining in on this podcast, welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. You are now a part of this family, and I am just so grateful to have you listening on your speakers. For those of you who have returned, thank you so much if you've listened to my first podcast on the launch at New Year's. It has been a blessing so far. I have received some great feedback, and I am so happy that you are here. I am so happy that you guys got the message from the first episode titled "You're Stuck With Me," because that's exactly what I meant. You guys are stuck with me. So for the new listeners out there joining my podcast family, hey y'all, the same rule applies to you, okay? You are here and you're stuck with me forever. I just want to put that out right now. It's going to be a great time. Trust me. It's going to be a great time. So as we go into this episode, I want to take a moment to just reflect back on my first premiere episode of this podcast. I would like to just note that I was so nervous. If I'm being real with y'all, I was so nervous. I didn't know what to say at first. I really got in front of the mic and just said, today was the day, so I'm going to wing it. I'm going to do what I can. I'm going to put it out there, and I'm just going to see who receives it. It's so crazy being in front of this microphone now because it's only the second one in, and I can tell a dramatic change in the comfort level that I have for you all today. And I'm so grateful for that. So knowing that, it really gives me a great outlook on my growth starting this journey with you all. And I just really appreciate, again, everybody that was able to give me some great feedback, some good criticism, and some good notes. To everyone who were able to give me those notes, thank you so much. I want you to continue to pour into me the same way that I am working to pour into you all. So please feel free to drop any comments, send me a message or whatever, and let me know what you think of these podcast episodes. Let me know what you might want to talk about, what you want to hear. Let me know things that you think I need to work on, because this is a growing chapter in my life, and I'm so open to any feedback that I may receive. So again, thank you so much. And we're just going to move on up. It's going to get so much better as we go. And I'm so, so, so excited. So as we go forward in this podcast, I want to go ahead and start off every episode with what's called a Moves You Motivate message. If you followed me on my business page on Instagram at My Moves Move You, the letter U, LLC, you would have noticed that periodically I post some messages that are meant to inspire and motivate us and to continue to just give us that positive outlook on life no matter what you're going through. I like to set it up. I usually post it on Monday so that it's good for the rest of the week. And if I'm being real, I kind of fell back on it, but I do want to get back into the nitty-gritty with those because people receive those well. And just as much as I need the message, I believe all of you all can benefit from getting these positive messages. So I'm going to take it back to an older one that I've had out for a while now. And on this podcast, I want to share the first one for today. So the Moves You Motivate message for today is, admire the beginner inside of you. Admire the beginner inside of you. And I just want to start off by saying, I think this is the perfect Moves You Motivate to start off with for me, because this journey in itself, just having this podcast, is something that I am a beginner to. It's something where the key word is grace. You don't know what you're doing every single moment. You're learning new skills every time that you get on the microphone, or every time that you're thinking, how can I get this out on streaming platforms? Maybe how can I monetize this? How can I grow my audience? You have to embrace that journey and be open to learning new things for those experiences and those skill sets to come and just really revitalize you, really enhance your life and give you excitement and just highlight your purpose. You know what I'm saying? So don't be afraid to be a beginner. Be open to not knowing things. Be open to feeling like a student. There's nothing wrong with being a student. There's nothing wrong with being a student. I know some of us can get kind of comfortable in being a professional and being a master, just being super familiar with things. And I'm here to say right now that it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how experienced you are in some things. It doesn't matter how comfortable you are with things. Life is about change. The biggest constant in life is change. The thing that you know for certain that will always happen in life is change. So if you admire the beginner in yourself, you're already having an optimistic attitude towards things that you've never experienced. And by having that outlook, you're going to be able to receive things in such a greater light than just dreading the new or being afraid of the new and hesitant for the new. Because when you're like that, that's how you get paralyzed. That's how you procrastinate. And I am definitely familiar with that feeling. Because I told you guys before, it took all of me and then some to get in front of this microphone for you all. And I'm just so proud that I was able to come back for this episode too. So I say all that to say, embrace new things, embrace learning, be a proud, continuous student in life, because you will always go through chapters where you're learning new things and you're entering a new place in your life where you've never been. But all right, so to continue on with this episode, the main topic that I want to have with you all today is a revolutionary resolution. That's the title of this episode, a revolutionary resolution. So by the time you're hearing this podcast, we're about to be in mid-January, and my, where has the time gone already? Doesn't make sense. We literally just came into 2024 and we're already in mid-January. And planning and all of these scheduling and things like that, it's great. It makes me feel like our lives are coming together. But at the same time, I think it makes the year go by even faster. Because when you're planning things months out, next thing you know, you put it on the calendar and it's right around the corner. So if anybody feels like we need to slow down, can I get an amen? Because I feel like we need to slow down. Like, where is the time going? It's like when you get older, things go by that much faster. And it's crazy because I remember the day my father told me this. He said, when you get older, things just go by like a blink of an eye. And I am not that old, y'all. And it already feels like that. So please, please help me slow it down. Because it feels like somebody is in the back of my mind hitting the fast forward button and just holding it. Let it go. Let it go. Let me live and let it go. Thank you. But what I wanted to talk about as far as the resolutions go, I know a lot of us are familiar with New Year's resolutions, and those are really good things to have. But what I want to do is I want to kind of break it down and dissect it a little more, because if we're being real, how many of us have had a resolution and let it fall to the wayside in a week's time or maybe a month's time? And then we kind of let life speed up and jumble our brains and our lives. And we kind of say, let's just try it again next year. You know I'm not the only one that has done that before. I want to break it down and go into it a little more to really find the reason for why we're doing that and how we can probably shift that mindset a little bit. And so I want to start off by reading off the definition of a resolution. And a resolution is a firm decision to do or not do something, or it's the action of solving a problem. So when you make a resolution, what does it look like? How does it feel? I know a lot of us make vision boards, a lot of us write in our journals, but have you taken the time to really, really digest that? Really feel what you want in a resolution. Is it something that you really want? You know, when I think of a resolution now, I try to rethink of it as a mindset change that transcends into manifestation. I feel like if I say it that way, it kind of is more internalized for me, which enhances the intention that I have on it. And I think that's the key. We have to really enhance our intention towards our resolutions. Because if we have no intention behind them, we're just saying it just to say it. We're just wasting our breath at that point. Because did you really mean it? Did you really mean it? Or do you really want it? Where is the resolution coming from? Have you ever thought to consider, maybe I'm just saying this resolution because this is a resolution other people have, or most people have, or the person you might admire, the person that you might envy a little bit, they're doing this, so that's why I'm going to do it. Now, there's nothing wrong with being inspired and motivated by someone else's actions. That's a great thing, because outside inspiration, outside motivation is always great. But you don't want it to let it be the only thing, because at the end of the day, it is you and it is your choice. You have to wake up and you have to make that decision to actually follow through with your goals and your resolutions each and every day. So that's when it becomes important to really look inside of yourself and really see if you really, really want it deep down in your soul, because it's the discipline at the end of the day that's going to get you to where you want to be. You can't just keep looking at somebody and think that that's going to change what you do. You have to really, really want it within yourself. That internal motivation is extremely important, and you have to really, really sit with yourself and feel what you're called to do for yourself. And with that, it takes a lot of reflection. So I want to use, you know, the typical example that a lot of people use for resolutions, which is health and fitness. With health and fitness, everybody can want to have health and fitness. Everybody needs to have health and fitness, and it's a great thing. But some people don't realize that health and fitness is more than just starting a gym membership, more than just getting a healthy meal once out of a blue moon. You know what I'm saying? If you really get down into the nitty gritty, having a healthy lifestyle and a fit lifestyle takes what I said, a lifestyle change. You have to change a lifestyle. You have to form new habits and get rid of old ones. And it really takes a moment for you to sit and analyze your habits. Analyze why you've been doing what you've been doing. Analyze why you haven't been doing what you've been doing. Know that sometimes it is more than just your physical aspect. It's sometimes the mental part of yourself, the spiritual part of yourself, the emotional part of yourself that might be keeping you from your goals. It might be some people around you that might be keeping you from your goals, if we're being real. And we have to understand that. You have to give yourself grace and understanding that those factors in your life are things you might have to reevaluate so that you can really, really, really start with a clean slate and know that I've made this decision. I want to start a new practice. I want to commit to this new practice, and I am going to follow through. And if I'm keeping it real, I am pretty weak at being consistent and being committed to certain things. Some things I'm really good at, but when it comes to discipline with certain habits and lifestyle habits that I want to have, I can fall off a couple times. But what I'm here to remind you is that this right here is a safe space. So if you're like me, know that it's okay, and I am not judging you, because I completely understand. As we go into these lifestyle changes, you want to make sure that you give yourself grace. Understand that sometimes you are going to mess up, or you're not going to feel like doing it. Because I know for sure there are some times where I don't feel like doing it as well. But that's why you have to spend time in understanding your why. Why are you doing this? Why did you state that in the first place? Why do you need it? And it's the key word, need it. You gotta need it more than you want it to actually get up and start doing the thing. Because it's so easy to just get comfortable in your own thing and just stay there. It's so comfortable. What we have to do is get into a place where we want the discomfort more than the comfort, because we know once we get through that, we'll be that much better. So as I think about those things, we can also use that example of lifestyle, health, and fitness to all of the other things that we have in our life and the things that we want to improve on. So with the consistency and the commitment, I can also apply that to this podcast. I can also apply that to my day-to-day job. I can also apply that to how I run my household, how I interact with my friends and family. All of those things that pour into me, I need to make sure that I'm pouring into it. It takes effort. So that mindset change I'm working on is to continue to understand my why and my drive so that I can continue to show up for y'all. And by showing up for y'all, I'm also showing up for myself. So take a moment for yourself when you have some time to think about your resolutions and why they're resolutions. Try to start shifting it more from the resolution, and maybe you might want to try stating it as a mental change, a mindset change that transcends into manifestation. You want to claim the things that you have to go for. You want to claim them like they're already yours, because if they're already yours, they're just a little reach away. It might seem far now, but if you continue to wake up and remember that this is already yours, so you have to have it, you're going to reach that far to grab it. I know I will. And so if I'm going to, don't leave me here by myself. I want to make sure that you guys do the same. So let's remember that there's always room for grace. But never get stuck in your tracks. When you do have moments where you need to slow down, slow down. But don't stay there. Don't let time be your enemy. Don't let age be your enemy. Don't let seeing others do the things that you were thinking about doing slow you down. Let them do it beside you and support along the way. Because we're all in this together. Everybody deserves to win. Everybody deserves to win. I will be rooting on everybody I see, okay? And I pray that you guys are rooting for me too, because we are all meant to do what we were here to do, and we all will succeed in that. I'm manifesting it. So I pray and I claim for all of us, myself included, even the people that may not be hearing me right now, that anything that we want to go for this year and beyond, we receive, okay? And we will, because we are so capable. So thank you again for joining me on this second episode. I'm so excited for the third, because I know you guys will be here, new listeners included. But as we end this episode, I want to encourage everybody here to drop a comment on our Instagram page. Send me a DM. You can shoot me an email at mymovesmoveyoullc@gmail.com, and feel free to leave me a review. Drop a star, drop 5 stars, and leave me a review. Follow and subscribe this podcast. Share it around. If you feel like this message needs to go to someone else, please share it with them. One thing about me is I am trusting in who's supposed to receive my message. It may just be 2 people listening right now, but those 2 people were meant to hear it in this very time. There is nothing like divine time. So if I got those 2 people to listen to me, I've done my job. And I can only pray that through my effort and my obedience, this message and the rest of the messages on this podcast to come will expand to ears all over the states, all over the country, and all over the world. I'm so excited again. So make sure you follow, make sure you like and subscribe. We're available on Apple and Spotify, and we're just going to keep on growing. So thank you again for being here with me. And as I would like to end all of my episodes, whether you're going through highs or going through lows, just know that I'll be right there with you to keep on moving one step at a time. Thank you guys so much. So happy to have you, and I will see you soon. Peace out.